For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Binkley with me. He's filling in for Cody today. I believe the video stream is going to be back up and running now or momentarily. So
yeah,
for those of
football
you
show tonight. Lee Summitt, if anybody wants to go talk some serious football, because we geek out. You know what they say to me? Just be geeky, man. Which is great, because that's like perfect. You don't be entertaining or nothing. Just stick with hardcore football. Mitch Schwartz, Dana Hughes out there with me. It's all going to be about football. And Dusty's going to make an appearance.
There you go. That's coming up tonight. We still got...
Lee Summitt.
Are you going to make it today? We got 3.5 more hours to go. Your blood pressure is way up already this morning. Someone offered to bring by our friends over at Sazerac.
Yeah. Plus 450, I'll die between.
To bring by Fireball Party Bucket. So that'll be brought by before fan club today. So I don't know if you need to take a Fireball shot before the fan club or you want to wait till fan club.
That's can I slay my beer instead?
You can do whatever you want, Bink. You can do whatever you want. I want to talk a little bit, though, about what happened a few months back, actually. And this was a story that I don't think any of us had heard until yesterday on the Rich Eisen show. Xavier Worthy was talking to Rich Eisen, and he brought up a scenario. We all know the Chiefs traded up with the Bills to go draft Xavier Worthy. Well, it turns out there was another phone call that happened. Listen to this.
Really, if draft day was crazy. I had got a call at like 15, 16, I think it was the Colts, hung up the phone in my face. It was a little crazy. But
What happened?
The Colts called my phone on draft day and hung up the phone.
You said hello, and then that was a click? There was a click?
They said, hello, this is so-and-so with the Colts, and then for the call, like they stopped talking, and they hung up.
Wow. So they did. Are you sure there wasn't like a disconnection? Or?
I'm positive. Then the night going on, end up getting a call from the Chiefs when they traded with Buffalo. I really originally didn't know they traded with Buffalo. So when it was on the clock, I'm seeing the call. I'm like, oh, this is Buffalo. And then I look at the thing and said, KC. I'm like, okay, this is Chiefs. All right, exactly where I want to be.
So look, the Colts, all three teams mentioned all got wide receivers anyway, fairly early in the draft. We know the Chiefs, get Worthy. They trade up. The Colts eventually get A.D. Mitchell out of Texas, who was a name that we discussed in the draft process here. We know the Bills get Keon Coleman, was another name we discussed here. And in all three to this point in time, if you go through A.D. Mitchell, his quarterback situation, you look at Keon Coleman, who's now starting to play better. Worthy, of course, had the great week one opening game. Other than that, like none of the three have exploded and had amazing rookie years to any extent. But the fact that the Colts, you buying that? Like the Colts just hung up the phone? You think they screwed up and called the wrong person?
He was so micro-focused on being a Chief. I mean, that's really the place he wanted to be. Maybe the Colts called an accident. Like, I'm sure they have all, Ballard's got all these phone numbers.
You can't say, hey, man, we didn't mean to call you. You just hang up?
You know how things go. You accidentally call somebody, just hang it up because you didn't mean to call
them. But this is a different scenario than I'm accidentally calling a random person. You know, you're actually calling another. The only way you're calling that number is that you know it's an NFL draft prospect.
I could get him a little credit. Maybe they mixed the numbers up thinking of somebody else's or whatever, because it's so untypical of NFL teams doing something like that. Maybe they had A.D. Mitchell's number with Xavier Worthy's right next to each other because they both played at Texas. Maybe this got confused on it.
Well, who they drafted at 15 was not a wide receiver. It was the Latu kid or whatever. Latu,
yeah, from UCLA.
Or whatever, from UCLA at 15. Then in round two, at pick 52, they took Adonai Mitchell.
Which is a steal that they got there. But maybe they looked at Longhorns. So, you know, Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell. A lot of people thought Xavier Worthy could slide to the second round. Many people thought A.D. Mitchell would be a first rounder. So they were probably...
Yeah, but for those saying they called the wrong Longhorn. Again, I would buy into that
Never called the wrong Longhorn.
No, I never had that happen. I would buy into that if it wasn't for the fact that at 15 they didn't take any wide receiver. They took a lineman. So, and they didn't take A.D. Mitchell till much later. So if they're trying to call A.D. Mitchell at 15, it doesn't make any sense. They didn't draft him at 15.
No, they didn't. I think it was a mix-up. To be as fun as the story as it sounds, like, oh my God, they hung up on Xavier Worthy. Like, deep down, it's really not what NFL teams do. I honestly think they got confused and have all these numbers.
Xavier Worthy said he didn't think it was an accident, though. He didn't think it was a mess-up. That's what he said.
Well,
because Rich asked him.
He really wanted to be a Chief. I get that.
Well, sure, but
we accidentally call people all the time.
To me, though, the thing that my take last night was, how incompetent is the rest of the league? Because the Chiefs, they you know, they cross the T's and they dot their I's.
They Colts, drafted Anthony Richardson. That's how incompetent they are.
The Colts have this problem. They have the Anthony Richardson problem. Nick Sirianni's calling out the fans. The Bengals don't want to pay anybody. The Bills keep on making mistakes, whether it be in the game or off the field, and making trades. Everybody wants to help the Chiefs out. Joshua Uche is on the Chiefs now thanks to the Patriots. The Tennessee Titans want to help the Chiefs out as well. It is amazing how the rest of the league is just, they always find a way to mess things up where the Chiefs are just in that straight and narrow, and they know what they want, they know what they're doing, and they don't mess around.
But here's the thing, they don't think they're messing the Chiefs up. They actually, they don't see that. Their talent evaluation is not that great.
So like the Titans trained DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs. Now they're trying to help the Chiefs. They view that trade
helps. I know.
They obviously helps them. But to your point, Drew, the Chiefs are a well-run organization with competent people. There are organizations in the NFL that do not have the right people in the right place, clearly, that make bad decision after bad decision. And when the Chiefs have everything from the ownership level down to the front office, and I'm not just talking about Brett Veach, I'm talking about the cap experts around them, some they've lost over the last year or so, some that are still there. I'm talking about Andy Reid, obviously, it's down to Steve Spagnuolo, down to Dave Merritt, et cetera. Like, they have all the right people in place.
Yeah.
And so when you're competent and well-run and you're winning, one, other players, you know, I think people buy into your organization a hell of a lot easier. So when you bring in a new free agent or you draft somebody, the effort level and everything you're getting, and is the guy going to be upset if I'm in Tennessee, like Calvin Ridley, I'm not getting the ball thrown to me because I'm also on a team that's not winning? If I'm in Kansas City, maybe deep down I'm upset I'm not getting the ball, but my team's winning and I know they know what they're doing, and I know they're going to, I quote unquote, trust the process. Like, that kind of stuff you can buy into in Kansas City. If I'm on a team that has two wins, you're probably not trusting, like, no disrespect to Dave Canales, but if I'm a player there in Carolina, I don't believe that you know what you're doing yet because you haven't done anything in the league yet. I know Andy Reid knows what the hell he's doing, so I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to listen to everybody involved in the process.
The Chiefs have gotten that point with Belichick. Remember how frustrating it used to be when you're like, why are you doing business with the Patriots? People did. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Chiefs didn't. You know, they stayed back on that. And again, I'll go to it. If they would have called for a left tackle like Eric Fisher, they would have never done it because the Chiefs had them in their bullseye to beat them. But so many teams don't mind help. Listen, L'Jarius Sneed went to the Titans. Chiefs have had a good relationship with that team. I think a lot of times teams don't think when they make a move with the Chiefs, because when they get here to Kansas City, they revitalize themselves. Like, the Chiefs find a way to bring the best out of them. Yeah. And I think it surprises some teams that they're able to do it. Like, the Bills thought they were the smartest guy in the room getting Coleman, because they thought deep down Keon Coleman could help them, which is crazy to me because you're getting 4 years and not getting that fifth-year option, which is crazy to me why the Bills didn't stay where they were to
and
get
Keon
that fifth-year
option. In fairness, is starting to heat up here the last
week
or so.
No, he is. Keon Coleman, Xavier Worthy, he's got five touchdowns, looks great. A.D. Mitchell, 11 catches, but I look at that quarterback situation is a problem with him.
I mean, what we're all describing here is stuff that the Patriots did. We said the exact same thing about the Patriots during their run. Like, oh, these teams, why are you trading them to New England? They're just operating way better than everybody else. The Chiefs are doing the exact same thing. And none of these teams are making trades because they think it's a bad move for the organization. It just, the results aren't, their process is not as good. You know, whether it's the Titans, whether it's the Patriots didn't trade their, you know, Uche because they were like, oh man, you know, we're worried or we're not worried about helping the Chiefs. They did it because they thought this was the best move for their organization going forward.
Yeah, he's there on a one-year deal. So they're saying he's not going to be here next year. He's not going to come back. He had plenty of opportunities to go elsewhere. And they gave him the benefit of the doubt. They liked the guy. They're like, you know what? We'll send you to Kansas City, see what you can do. We're not going anywhere. But as far as trading with the Chiefs, like, the Steelers actually have a pretty good philosophy. And I know it's frustrating at times. Like, they won't trade the Chiefs. They won't, because they see the Chiefs as a rival, and they should. That's how teams should view them. But I get it. If you're in Buffalo, you have to be frustrated with making those moves with the Chiefs. Let's not forget, Baltimore did business with the Chiefs as well. The Orlando Brown, and then Chiefs got pick 58th, which turned into Nick Bolton.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.